The transcribed broadcast which follows has been paid for by the Pittenger Volunteer Committee. Elmer Moore of West Duluth, who was one of the first Duluth men to go to war, being a member of the 125th Field Artillery, is in the studio with Congressman William A. Pittenger. Mr. Moore served in the 34th Division and won the Soldier's Medal and four campaign stars during the fighting in Africa and Italy. He will interview Congressman Pittenger as to his veteran's record in Congress. Mr. Moore.
Congressman Pittenger, I thought it was about time that some of us who served in World War II asked some questions of you to find out just how you stand on veterans' legislation. I'd like to bring out the facts. I know that a fact, that much of the propaganda which has been bombarding the GIs is just so much political chaff.
Mr. Moore, when you came to me with this suggestion, I realized at once what a wonderful opportunity it was for me to talk directly to the veterans. You ask the questions, and I will do my best to provide the correct answers.
Okay. We all know what the GI Bill of Rights is. Veterans and non-veterans understand that many of the benefits which are written into that law for the servicemen and women. Did you vote for the Bill of Rights?
Yes, I voted for it. I'll even go further. I voted for every amendment presented in the House of Representatives which would strengthen the bill and give the veterans the square deal they deserve. The people in the 8th Congressional District wanted the veterans to receive these benefits. I am happy to say that I agreed 100%.
Well, how about the Veterans Housing Bill?
It is easy to twist and turn the voting record of a man until he hardly recognizes himself. You will find that out as you learn more about political technique. The congressional record will prove that I voted for the Veterans Housing Act. I voted for the bill which includes $400 million in federal subsidies. I questioned the subsidy portion of the bill because I could not see where that would bring about houses for veterans. I feared that we might run into the same trouble we had in meat and other food, and that was the blockade of wartime controls. But let no man come forward and say I did not vote for veterans' housing, because I did. And I even went against my better judgment in voting for millions in subsidies with the hope that the federal government's bureaus would not use that money as a deterrent rather than a stimulant in this regard. You know what happened to meat when the government interfered. It disappeared.
Yeah, a lot of us remember that one, Mr. Pittenger. And it seems to me that the houses have disappeared, too. At least it's mighty tough for a lot of my fellow GIs to get them. I'm glad to hear that you voted for the veteran housing and subsidies. That settles a very important issue in my mind. Now, what about the terminal leave pay?
Well, I was for it 100%. Officers in our armed forces receive terminal pay. It was only fair that enlisted personnel should receive similar benefits. I voted for the act without hesitation.
In that regard, Mr. Pittenger, how about the mustering out pay? Did you support that one, too?
I most certainly did. The record is mighty clear on these bills. I would do it again, and no doubt every man in Congress would.
2 years ago, there was a lot of fuss about the soldiers' ballot. We heard a good deal about it on the fighting fronts in Europe, Mr. Pittenger. Frankly, most of the boys felt as long as they qualified as voters, they ought to have something to say about the way the government of ours is run. We want to get in that vote in 1944. Did you vote to give us that chance?
I most certainly did. I voted for the soldiers' ballot. And I agree with you that the veterans of this war, no matter where they were, had a perfect right to exercise their free right to vote. That is, in fact, one of the principles involved in this campaign.
I might say, Mr. Pittenger, that in 1944, I was on a fighting front and I was able to vote. I voted, in fact, for a Democrat, President Roosevelt.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that out. I believe most people in the 8th Congressional District know me well enough to realize that I stand squarely for freedom of the individual, for the rights of the American citizen as we have known those freedoms. I cannot believe in any foreign system where the right to vote is really limited, and the very foundation of which is to tear our system of free enterprise apart. I say again that I voted for the soldiers' ballot because I believed in it. We squabbled over here about the proper way of providing that ballot, but I'd like to know when the American people do not have a difference of opinion. I am thankful that we have the right to differ without being thrown into a concentration camp.
May I say a word here, Mr. Pittenger?
Certainly.
One reason I am here asking you, Mr. Pittenger, about your record on veterans legislation is that I am interested in the future of this country. As you have demonstrated that you are, I believe in our system of government. I think that a lot of my fellow servicemen are with you because we have reason to believe that your opponent would like to change that part of our system. We feel that way about it. Mr. Pittenger, is simply this fact. We feel that we helped to win this war, too. But we do not feel that we were alone in winning it. We are willing to recognize that it took a lot of help here at home to do the job we did on the fighting fronts. Most of us were glad to do our part. And I, for one, like your way of thinking, and I know a great number of others who served overseas think as I do. They believe sincerely in your slogan that we are citizens first and veterans second. Your support of veterans legislation is greatly appreciated, Mr. Pittenger. We want you to know that. We want the public to know that we are not only voting on the basis of your fine record, however, we are voting for you as a citizen as well as veterans. We are voting for the American system of government. We do not want any other system and will fight to preserve our liberty as long as it is threatened.
After that speech, Artilleryman Moore, I'm not so sure that you shouldn't be running for Congress instead of me. I certainly appreciate the kind words you said about my voting record for veterans, but I respect far more your very sound understanding of the philosophy we are fighting in this election. You have laid it on the line just as any fighting American will. Now, is there anything else you would like to find out about legislation affecting servicemen and women?
Well, we've about covered the field, it seems to me. During the war, we received some pay increases that come in mighty handy. Did you have any part in that legislation, Mr. Pittenger?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I was the first man in Congress to suggest that more pay should be offered the GIs. I recommended it and then presented a bill which would have accomplished it. Later, as you boys know, Congress did follow my suggestion, although the final committee bill bears the sponsorship of fellow colleagues of mine.
What was your stand on Northern Minnesota Veterans Hospital?
Well, I certainly was in favor of it. It took 7 years of hard work on my part to make Washington understand that Northern Minnesota was a long ways from Fort Snelling. We are soon to receive that hospital. The Veterans Administration has approved the site, and plans are moving ahead fast.
I can't think of anything else, Mr. Pittenger, unless you can bring out to mind something dealing with the veterans.
I'd like to remind veterans, Mr. Moore, and especially the veterans of the First World War, that I voted for the payment of the soldier's bonus. These votes have to be detected in this manner. I voted first to override President Hoover when he vetoed the first half of that bonus. Then I later had the opportunity of voting to override the veto of the second half payment by President Roosevelt. I was for the bonus, and I voted for the bonus.
I'm glad you thought of that. I should have prepared some questions regarding your votes for World War I veterans. If I'm not mistaken, there have been some false statements regarding your bonus votes, made, of course, to confuse the real political issues in this campaign.
You've stated it. I couldn't do a better job in telling the situation.
I notice we still have some time, Mr. Pittenger. I have no further questions to ask. Do you have anything to add?
No, I think I've explained my votes on veterans legislation, and I believe this broadcast should remain as one for veterans chiefly. So I am going to ask you a favor. I'd like to have you sum up the arguments on our side for the folks, if you will, Mr. Moore.
It doesn't seem possible that anyone has to add to what has already been said on this program, Mr. Pittenger. But I will take a few remaining minutes of our time to say a few things that have been on my chest for weeks. I think you have an excellent veterans voting record. I definitely dislike some of the political smear sheets which have been put out against you. It was swell to have a chance to tell you that in person. Very few people know that there's a GI in your own family, Congressman. I think it's about time that you let that be generally known. But again, I want to make something very clear. I came here today not so much because I am wearing an honorable discharge button, but because I think we are having a chance in the 8th Congressional District to decide between two philosophies of government. I'm not too schooled in this subject, Mr. Pittenger, but I know very well that we have the greatest country in the world. And I don't understand why we should have to change our way of thinking about our government under such conditions. I cannot for the life of me understand why anyone would ever think of accepting the active support of people who idolize a foreign philosophy of government much more than they do the American system. That is the real issue as I see it. I am glad I had a chance to see some of the foreign countries. I saw them first from the front lines and then later from within. I can say I was very impressed. They don't hold light to the USA. If I wanted to be selfish as a veteran, I would support you only because of your voting record. By the way, I was disgusted when I saw the opposition ad saying you never fought for the St. Lawrence Seaway. Why, everyone here knows that you've done more to keep the Seaway alive than any other man in public office. That Seaway will profit not only Duluth, but the entire district in Northwest. As far as I'm concerned, it's mighty hard to stand up against the pressure in the East, the money men who want to keep the Seaway out because it will give the Midwest a crack at some of the business. Certainly anyone could see the trouble you are running into trying to get the Seaway bill through. What chance would we have if we tossed you out and put in someone who belittles the very man who has done the most to save the Seaway? I don't see how anyone, any veteran in particular, can expect to receive more from a public service than you have offered during your years in Congress. And that reminds me of something else. That is the number of years that you have served this district. You have been in Washington during a good deal of my life. It seems to me that as long as you are serving us well, that your experience in Washington is worth a tremendous amount to this district. I think I'd vote for you for that reason, too. I've been told many times that experience counts. Okay, then, I want William A. Pittenger in Congress. You have won more gains for this district than the average congressman ever wins for a district during his lifetime. I can't ask for anything more. I've often heard people say that this fellow Pittenger is certainly on the job. I checked up on that one, too, and what did I find? I found that you didn't miss a single vote in the 130 roll calls in the last session of Congress. That's been on the job in my book. And I found that you never shirk your office duty. To write to Bill Pittenger is to be certain of action at once, not a week later. Congressman Pittenger, as a citizen first and a veteran second, I want to urge our radio audience to return you to Congress. The people of this district have a good representative in William A. Pittenger. I hope he gets their vote on November 5th. I am joined by several hundred veterans of World War II who have authorized use of their names in radio and newspaper announcements in the behalf of William A. Pittenger. He is the man we recommend to all citizens of this district. I say again, vote Tuesday, November 5th, for William A. Pittenger.
You have just heard Elmer Moore of West Duluth, veteran of World War II, interviewing Congressman William A. Pittenger. This transcribed broadcast was paid for by the Pittenger Volunteer Committee and presented in behalf of Congressman Pittenger's campaign for re-election to Congress from the 8th District of Minnesota.